Hello to all those that are listening. My name is T Cross, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm really going through it, right? I ain't gonna say really going through it, but I do have a. For those that don't know, I used to be in the military, which a lot of people you don't know. I used to be in the military for about 10 years. I did a little civilian law enforcement work and stuff like that. But early on in my military career, there was something that really affected me. And it's one of those situations that I ain't gonna lie to you, I didn't think I was coming back home. I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't even but 19, still a teenager technically. So in the military, we always get taught to, kind of brush things off and, keep pushing this whole macho man situation, scenario. And that's all fine and dandy, but then later on it starts to affect you. Like I didn't realize how much it was affecting me till probably, once I got a family. Like I got a wife and three kids now. But for me, like for my situation is, I've realized like this past weekend, for example, and a lot of people don't want to talk about stuff like this, but for me, this past weekend, probably the past few days, I'm a lot better now, but still kind of lingers. Have a lot of anger and resentment for things that were out of my control. Out of my control. There's nothing that I could do about it there, but I feel like it was something just because I seen it. But in reality, it was kind of nothing that I can do. And I know that. But basically, I just get real angry and stuff like that. But the good thing is for me, I understand what I need to do to kind of get out of those situations where it is rising and stuff like that. Like I said, mentally, right now, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. But I'm trying to turn that into something positive for me, trying to put my mind on other things, become more focused. And I never really talked about a lot of this stuff outside of people that are real close to me, like probably my wife, she knows. But there's some things that even my mom and dad don't know. And maybe a couple of my friends know. But my military people, some of them know. But I'm here to kind of come out and kind of put myself out there because we have this stigma that it's not okay to go and get help. It's kind of like, oh, we're gonna be seen some type of way, stuff like that. Seen as weak or something of that nature. But I'm here to tell you, like, that's not the case. I've known several people that I deployed with. I see three for sure, possibly more that committed suicide and they was going through PTSD. And I refuse to go through anything. I refuse to, go through that mindset. Have I been there? Maybe, maybe not. But I will say that when I do, if I ever get to that point, I'm gonna make sure that I've exhausted everything beforehand. But like I said, I've known at least three people that committed suicide from PTSD, depression. Things of that nature. And all of them had the same thing in common. They kept everything closed in. So, as a former vet, yes, I was in the Air Force, but guess what? I still seen some stuff too. As a vet, I'm telling y'all, hey, go out there, talk to somebody. Normally, I just talk to people that understand this, the PTSD style. Like, I don't really talk, like, no offense, but I don't really talk to my wife about it as much. I tell her that I'm going through something, but I don't necessarily go into details because it's kind of hard to explain how you feel on why you're angry. Like, why am I angry for something I didn't have no control over? It's stuff like that. And again, I really want people to, especially in the military, to go out and actually get the help that they need. Even me, like I had to kind of take a reality check, especially this past week. I had to take a reality check. And I'm going to seek mental help. Like, I know, and it's fine. And I'm perfectly okay with that. That doesn't mean I'm any less of a person or anything like that. Like I said, between military, and civilian law enforcement, because I was civilian law enforcement too. And I, like I said, I seen some things there that you basically gotta just learn how to turn off and just keep going. And a lot of first responders are like that as well. But all in all, like, a lot of people just scared to get help, man. Don't be scared to get help. I don't care. At this point, I don't care what other people are gonna say about me. It really don't bother me anymore. Because at the end of the day, it's about me being here for my family, me make sure I take care of myself mentally. And I was something I was never really good at. I thought I was, but all I did was just suppress everything. That's all I did. And it's nice to have a nice little group that you talk to talk about these situations and stuff like that. So I have my group. I established my group a long time ago. And every now and then, sometimes I just add people. I never take people off, but I add people because there's something we all kind of went through it in some shape, form, or fashion. So for me, I said all that to say this. Again, go get help. But I do want to say that I feel like a lot of people are just scared to get help because they don't really see anybody that's going through it and actually speaking like they're going through it. Well, I'm going through it right now, and I know that. And I know it's tough. It's real tough. But like I said, I'm going to put everything in a positive manner as best as I can. Pray, stay focused, just keep it moving. But for those that are going through it, I promise you can reach out to me. It does not bother me one bit because I understand. And there's a lot of people that are going through it in some shape, form, or fashion. So I honestly feel like for some people, they have a lot to unpack. And in a way, I feel like this, me saying all this, me actually recording myself saying all of this, would kind of give them the encouragement to go out and unpack it with somebody they trust. Even if it's, hey, like I said, you can reach out to me. Don't bother me. And with that being said, I'm going to close this out because I got what I wanted to say off my chest. I don't want to see any of you guys committing suicide because you're going through something. And I'm pretty sure nobody wants to, have to hear that phone call. I don't want to have to see it. I might not know you, but I don't want to see it. I promise you. And not in the sense of in that manner, but I know that what you're going through, we can get through it together. I know that. I just had a good idea. I just had an idea that probably came up to me. I think I'm gonna start a podcast on situations like this to let you know that there are other people like you and me, and it's okay. Build a community up through this. If you're interested in actually reaching out to me and you want to talk, I'm all ears. I promise you, there's no judgment. We, like I said, a lot of us went through it in some shape, form, or fashion. But in the military, it's kind of a little different. No offense, but it's kind of a little different. Because your enemy is somebody you never met. That's what a lot of people don't understand. An enemy you never met. An enemy that you go to their country and that's who your enemy is. That's a different ball game right there. So I'm going to start a podcast with this. It's going to be called Pardon to serious discussions. Now, with that being said, it's not going to be all like stuff like this to the where it's like dreadful. You might even hear some of your military stories because one of my friends, we got some stories. And sometimes you need to hear those stories to remind you of the good times that you had in the military. They kind of bring things back home to where, yeah, I went through some things, but the people that went through with me, some of the things it was actually pretty funny. So I really hope you guys enjoy. Like I said, this is just like a little intro to what you might see, or not might, but what you will start seeing. And again, if anybody, especially in the military, if you want to reach out and want to share your story, again, we can talk about it. We can definitely talk about it. Because I promise you, there's a lot of people out here that don't know and don't kind of understand, but they will put things in perspective. And you might even encourage somebody else. Hope y'all have a good night. I stayed up to record this. It was on my heart, it was on my mind. And I actually feel better because I got a chance to vent. And I feel like that this will change somebody. I really hope that it gets to somebody that needs to hear it. If you want to reach out to me, hey, just you either can shoot me a message on Facebook. That's if you're my friend. But if you ain't my friend, I'm gonna have some contact information below attached to this video at some point. Yeah, give me some time because this is all new to me. I just jumped in the booth or jumped in the office, I should say. But thank y'all for tuning in. I really appreciate it. We're gonna save some lives. We're gonna rescue some people that's falling in that depression from PTSD. Let's change these numbers. I'm out.